This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. You know, I get upset with some of you guys, you Facebook warriors. I'm sorry, just take it for what it's worth. Look, if this is you, then yes, be upset. But if this is not you, don't send me an email. Because if it's not you, you shouldn't be responding to it. Seriously. Okay, but if you're just a Facebook warrior, you're out there, you're in every Facebook page and feed and everything else, and you're letting them have it, you feel good about yourself, you're not really changing much of anything. How many minds, some of you on Facebook, and I, God bless you, I appreciate you going in there and doing what you got to do, but how many of you have changed somebody's mind, thought, or heart over this? How many? How many of you have gone into Facebook and browbeat somebody into having a different perception of a conservative, Republican Party, I don't know, any of that stuff? Not many of us. Seriously, come on, let's just be, just you and me, let's just be honest with each other, right? Now, I have got people to rethink at times, but usually it's after a couple of conversations. Right? It's after sitting. It's just like abortion. Somebody go, oh, here he goes again. All right. But it's just like the abortion issue. First of all, for you lefties that are listening and want to write me an email later on saying, hey, you're a man, you can't talk about it. It's really simple. Just shut the radio off. Just go listen to something else that makes you happy, that puts you in the safe space in the corner of your brain. We're okay with that. I'm okay with that. See, I believe in freedom of thought. You go anywhere you want to. But the reality is that, you know, when you have... No matter where you stand on abortion, let's just say I believe life starts at conception. But let's just say we want to get really, 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 really scientific about this. Okay? And let's just say that, you know, you're talking about when life, when does life actually happen? Well, according to scientists, according to doctors who are not conservative and or religious, that a fetus, quote unquote, using their words, not mine, can survive outside the womb as early as 19 or 20 weeks. You hear that? 19. So wouldn't it be the right thing to do to make abortion illegal after 19 or 20 weeks? Right? I'm just trying to find a little compromise here. Because if you do that, then what you're saying, I'm doing what you want me to do. I'm agreeing with science, settled science. You know, science has come a long way since the 70s. And now we can actually see what it is. So it's no longer being sold or can be sold as a blob of cells. Right? Are we protecting life or aren't we? I mean, I can have this conversation for hours. So you've got to have real conversations with people. You know, I hate some of you, you know, I hate to say it this way. We are not the godly nation we used to be. Seriously. We are not the moral nation we used to be. And just telling somebody that abortion is wrong because it's immoral, or abortion is wrong because God doesn't want you to have one, no longer seems to cut it. Are young people turning away from all of that? But they're so concerned about the life of another human. They don't want you to use certain words because it makes somebody feel bad. Well, what about that suction tube coming at you inside of the uterus? That'll make you feel bad too, won't it? And don't go after them that way. That's just Joe's way of doing things. But my point is, converse with them. and be able to have a conversation with them that they can understand and open up to. That's the way to do it. Otherwise, you're just another nut from the right yelling at them, just like the left does to us. This is nothing new. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you tune in because you want to hear the George Papadopoulos piece, we had him on. We interviewed him for about an hour. You can go back and get that later on. You can get the podcast. Head up to the website, realside.com. Where right now you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. But you can pull down the we have an app, an Android and iPhone app, so you'll be able to get it on that later on as well. All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I fly by this stuff and I just forget sometimes. You have to forgive me. But again, it goes back to when it comes to the current election or the coming election, what's your litmus test for these people? Right? What will it take? What do you believe to be the right thing for a candidate? Right? Remember where I was talking earlier about illegal immigration? And immigration reform. And immigration reform to somebody on the left means, you know, no borders, no papers, no ID, no nothing. Come on in, have a ball. To some on the right, it's, you know, it's walls, fences, moats with alligators, the whole nine yards like that. Our immigration system is broken. It doesn't need to be fixed. Come on. All you guys out there that talk about law and order needs to be fixed. Shouldn't take somebody 20 years to become a citizen. Right? Shouldn't cost $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to become a citizen. We need to find a way to speed it up. And from both points of view, if you don't qualify, let's get that down, get it in writing, get that person sent home or whatever it takes, right? If you do qualify, let's find a way to get them in here faster. I mean, George was talking about his wife trying to get through the system. They're doing it legally. They're working through it. Right? And you know, when you talk about my parents, for instance, my grandparents, they came here legally. It took them a while to get here, but they did it all the right way. They had sponsors. So it's a big deal. Again, following the rule of law is a big deal. We come back. Harvard University's Kennedy School of Politics recently hosted a lecturer, you ready for this one, who said that charity is harmful because it's used to cover up injustice. Apparently, he's never needed any help, and nobody's ever reached out to help him. Unreal. Joe Bazin, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. God bless. Don't go anywhere. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back.
Can you see people on the beach dancing, right?
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, I hope. Not this garbage where all you do is like a hit and run, right? You're gonna let us know what you think, how you think, how we should think, and then you take off. I always love those. If you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want to know when the show's coming on, you can always sign up for text alerts, TRS. To 77222, that's text TRS to 77222. Or if you want to find out the stations we're on, the areas we're on, and just head up to the website, therealside.com. All right. Yeah, this is how far the left has gone to prove that they have lost their minds. There is no thought process or thinking through this whole thing. If they believe it to be true, it's true. End of discussion. A guest lecturer at Harvard University told students that philanthropy is inherently problematic. He called generosity the wingman of systems of injustice. I'm surprised he called it a wingman. Should have called it a wing person or something. Wing cisgen? I don't know. Wing gender neutral. I'm just trying to figure it out. Anand Giridharadas, author of Winner Takes All, The Elite Charade of Changing the World, he spoke at Harvard's Institute of Politics in November. Anand began his speech by noting that the venue named for John F. Kennedy Jr. may be the only space at Harvard not named after a random rich guy who gave a lot of money, and joking that it would soon be named after Jeffrey Epstein. Almost all the rest of the spaces at Harvard, he lamented, are named after large donors to Harvard. He went on to observe that the hyper-rich people are always doing everything they could to change the world and asked, why is this happening? Well, some of them feel bad about the money they have. We've done stories like that. Some of them feel like they should give back to the community, give back to the school that taught them what they know. Surfacely, I don't see anything wrong with that. And not explain that the more an individual entity is harming the public, the more we'll advertise what they're doing to help the community. So in other words, if you're doing something wrong, that's the only time you put your name on a building. It's the only time you give money to a certain institution. These people are sick. They have a sick thought process, sick way of thinking, a sick way of processing. Harvard, he claims, is enabling this flaw with society by accepting money from countless donors without looking into where the money comes from. What if all the generosity is the wingman of systems of injustice, he asked, before going on to explain to the students that the only way the millionaires and billionaires are able to exist is because of surplus virtue, created by positive entities like charities and universities. He explains that bad people have a moral virtue deficit, which causes them to make a trade and entitles that hold surplus virtue in order to keep their... In other words, yeah, I know, they can lose me too with all these words. He argues basically the main reason for donating to any organization is it allows the wealthy to kind of clean up their mental reputation, right? To overlook their deeds. Are we serious? See, this is a man who doesn't give. He's looking for all the reasons why you shouldn't give. He's looking for all the reasons why people with money are bad. And I'm sure he's got a few bucks tucked away. But how far will the left go? When does this stop? How far will the left go to the point where, you know, everything good is bad? Giving money or being a philanthropist is a sign that you're evil? I find this is just hilarious. No, some people are good. They're good-hearted. They want to give back. Some people set out to make money just so they can give to a certain organization, not because they did anything wrong, not because they have a virtue deficit, not because they're morally skewed. Matter of fact, it's just the opposite. Because they do have virtue. Because they do have moral values. Because they realize that there's more to life than lining their pockets, or more to life and more people that they can help. It's just amazing. In a recent tweet, he claimed that billionaires are like Bruce Wayne. By the way, I don't know if he knows this, but Bruce Wayne isn't real. Causing societal problems through their companies by day, and then wearing the Batman costumes to solve the problem by night. Appealing to his readers through popular culture, he said that he reiterated the point that he made to Harvard. As long as the rich are allowed to keep donating ridiculous sums of money to charitable organizations, they will continue their vicious cycle of sucking the life out of communities as well. Anybody buying this? Let me know. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't get this line of thinking. I don't get these. I should just put it simply. I don't get these people. There's something drastically wrong with them in more ways than one. USMCA's, well, it's not signed yet. And when it comes to Democrats, even though they agree with it, it's not signed yet. You know what I'm saying? So we got great news for American workers. The Trump administration, House Democrats have reached an agreement in principle. Nobody signed anything yet. On modifications to the United States, Mexico, and Canada agreement. So it's opening up a new way, you know, a new trade deal that is actually fair all the way around. You know, that's the other thing. These people don't get it on the left. They want to leave everything that Obama did in place. Good, bad, or different, they want to leave it in place. I don't get them. They always say they want it better. They want things better for, you know, black, Hispanic, and female communities. Well, they're getting better or gotten much better under Trump, and yet he has to be impeached. We have one of the best job reports in 50 years, for God's sakes, and yet he has to be impeached. We've got probably the hottest economy on the planet, and he needs to be impeached. I'm not educated. I don't have a college education. So maybe this all this stuff makes sense to those of you that are highly educated. Because if it does, I don't want an education. I'm sorry, I'll stay with my street education. The writer goes on to say he predicts that the USMCA will be passed. It'll become law, right? The problem here is that then it'll be better paying jobs, more paying jobs, whatever you want to call them, right? More Americans will find better paid jobs. The economy's going to grow. Things are going to get better. People are going to put more food on the table. And they're still going to try to impeach this guy. I don't get them. They make absolutely no sense to me. Joe Bassini, your host, listen to Rail Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon at gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. There could be a vote in the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday after Democrats announced they would pursue two articles of impeachment against the president: abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says the first article of impeachment alleges the president abused his power by withholding congressionally appropriated defense funds to get Ukraine to announce investigations into political rivals.
And when the president got caught, he committed his second impeachable act: obstruction of Congress, of the very ability to make sure that no one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
Republicans accuse Democrats of using impeachment as their only means of defeating the president. The House could vote to impeach before Christmas. The Senate trial is not expected until after 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. I'm the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I want to be part of the conversation. Okay? I want to be part of the solution, the conversation. I don't care, whatever you call it, I want to be part of it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So, I got so many stories I want to get through. I know I'm not going to get through them all. I'm not stupid. I know some of you think I am, but I'm not stupid. What's going on our college campuses today? I don't know how any of you. I lose my mind over this stuff. Seriously. We were talking about the Harvard guest. They talked about how harmful it is for philanthropy. How harmful it is to give to charities. Well, actually, then he hones it down and says, it's really what it is rich people. And especially rich white people who give to, like, Harvard College and other places like that. They're trying to cover up for their sins. They're trying to cover up for their misgivings. Things that they've done wrong in their life. And they think that Harvard should stop them from doing it. So I think that's hilarious. So let's stop giving money, because giving money shows that I am trying to cover up for past sins. You know, I had this fight with a person in the town that I live in, who wanted to change something at one of the schools. This is the way the left thinks. Think about this. And what it was all about was that they had these raffle tickets that people bought. And what you won for the raffle ticket was a card or what have you that got you to the front of the lunch line before anybody else. Kind of gave you first dibs to the lunch line. That doesn't sound like a big deal. Probably is if you've only got 20 minutes to eat and you got to wait in line for 10. I don't know. But the raffle money went into a bucket that bought backpacks, paper, pens, pencils for kids who needed it. So it wasn't like it was going to some teacher's pocket or it was going in the school district's pocket. But this guy was infuriated because some people couldn't afford to buy the raffle tickets. And I said, no kidding. What'll happen is these are the same parents who can't afford to buy the raffle tickets. They probably can't afford to buy backpacks and other things for their kids. This will help them. Well, he fought it, made a big stink about it at the school, and they ended up pulling it. And I could tell he wanted to punch me in the face when I nailed him and said, look, are you buying those kids' backpacks now? Because now they don't get to have them. This is how the left thinks. Right? The injustice was that the kid who can't afford to bring lunch to school didn't have enough money to buy a ticket that would win him a card that would get him to the front of a food line that he couldn't afford to buy the food to begin with. That's their logical line of thinking. When in reality, the parents who had the money, were more than willing to put up the money, buy the raffle ticket whether they won or not. I mean, come on. Think about something. If you've got enough money to buy the raffle ticket and a few other things, you really probably don't need the backpack. You don't need to win the backpack, right? That is their way of helping out. Anyway, he just looked at me dumbfounded and mad. And that's how they think. That's the logic. And then if they can't get it that way, then the school district or the taxpayer should buy it. Sure, put it on everybody else. Put up your money. This guy was a lawyer. There was no reason for him not to be able to afford this. Anyway, I know I started into this and I went sideways, all right? The USMCA, right? I mean, this is the American Workers, the Trump administration. House Democrats have reached an agreement in principle. That thing there, that's what makes me nuts. I can't trust them. I don't trust them. Sorry, just don't. Right? And it's really funny that it took them so long. Oh, no, it's not funny it took them so long. They were too bad. They're too busy doing impeachment, playing the impeachment game. And this is a win for the president. This is a, look at, you can look at it, if you want to look at it through political lenses, it's a win for the president. If you want to look through it, look at this in reality, it's a win for Americans. It gives us more of a level playing field with Canada and with Mexico. Which is the way it should be. Now, the USMCA will pass. It'll become law. More Americans will find good paying jobs. Remember what I said earlier? We have to impeach this guy because we have too many people working. Really, under Democrat rule, look what happens. If you want to see what socialism, how it works, if you want to see what a country totally run by Democrats, look at California. Right? They say, oh, but we're the fifth largest economy in the country. That's great. I'm really happy for you. We're probably the first most indebted state, or most indebted government agency in the country, too. We can't pay our bills. We are not going to be able to pay pensions. Watch what happens then. Oh, they'll blame the Republicans, but that's beside the point. The U.S., Mexico, and Canada reached an agreement 15 months ago, even in our jubilation that this agreement will pass. Why is it taking Democrats so long? I mean, the unions are behind this. They're happy with it. Why is it taking them so long? You know why? They don't want Trump to win. They don't want to give him a win no matter what. Again, I thought Nancy Pelosi said this was a win for Americans. Well, is it a win for Americans or is it a win for Trump? If it's a win for Americans, you should be signing that thing, voting on it like yesterday. Right? Anything that might make Trump look good, they're not going to do it. They don't care how much it hurts this country. Right? Or maybe Nancy Pelosi just finally figured out, my God, we've done nothing. We're coming into an election year. We've got nothing to tout. Right? No, and then with all these announcements, you notice how many announcements came down Monday and Tuesday? Right? I mean, how much news was there? So there's a lot of distractions going on. The impeachment is going nowhere, has gone nowhere. Right? The IG report, a lot of damage to it, but not what some of us were expecting. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Not what some were expecting. Go back and listen to my shows. I was looking for something better than I got, but I wasn't looking for what some people thought we were going to get. We could ask, maybe the speaker was handing the president a major win on the same day Democrats announced they were going to impeach him, hoping that one would wipe out the other. Or there wouldn't be as much coverage on the trade victory. Maybe that was her. I mean, she's not a stupid woman. She's not ignorant to how politics works. And the delay had nothing to do with whether the USMCA itself was good, bad, or indifferent, because they had already agreed on it. They liked it. Now, this is going to replace NAFTA. That thing is well over, I think it's coming up on 30 years old, that agreement. Trump felt like that was the worst deal ever. Most of these deals were not U.S. positive. Probably U.S. neutral. Maybe a few bucks on our side. It was also an agreement Big Labor criticizing from its inception on NAFTA. They didn't like it to begin with. They said it worked against American workers. But they were stuck with it. You would have thought the unions and Democrats, they'd be more anxious to approve a deal like this, get some more members, more people working. And then the USMCA's labor protections go far beyond anything in any other trade agreement. Right? Anything that was in NAFTA. It requires parties in all three countries the right to collective bargaining in this strike. Guaranteeing freedom of association. So, you know, you're looking at this and you're saying to yourself, it has everything in it the union could want. Why did the Democrats take so long? I mean, this really was worked out months and months and months ago. Why didn't they do anything with it? If you guys know, let me know. I'm curious. What will happen now is starting in 2020, workers are now going to earn an average wage of about $16 an hour. They have to be responsible for at least 30% of the vehicle production. The percentage increases to 40% by 2023, making it more difficult for Mexico labor to undercut U.S. labor. So as long as everybody's getting paid the same, it is... See, I've been screaming about this for years, and some of you know it. I've had fights on the show with my conservative friends that it's not a level playing field since we have all the EPA rules and we pay more money than Mexico and Canada. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back, receding.
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
We are back. Welcome to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. And I mean that sincerely. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being part of the process. Thanks for being part of the solution, if you would. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time you're spending with us on the air, again, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, I was going to go down some of these other stories. And then our team over at One American News, they did a great job in sending out some of the stories. Not some of the stories, I'm sorry, some of the clips from the president's speech tonight. And One American's News Voice. And the, God, I'm going to keep screwing that up. America's News Voice. So, I just thought I'd play these because we don't get to hear him that often. Right? We don't get to hear him. We don't get to hear the clips unless you're going to listen to those other shows right today. But I thought we'd have some fun. I mean, seriously, he deserves, President Trump deserves the accolades for what he's made happen in the stock market, in our economy. And if you don't think so, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, seriously. If you're that much of a hater, I just don't know what to tell you.
401ks. I have so many people that come up to me. Thank you, sir. My wife is so in love with me because I went up 79% in the 401k. She thinks I'm a genius. She always thought I was a total stiff, a dumb, stupid dope. Now she thinks I'm a financial genius, sir. And all I did was buy some stock. I have stock in a 401k. And you made me into a genius, sir. She loves me so much more than she ever did. Shows you the power of money, right? Isn't that terrible? But I have so many people. 401ks are through the roof. Your jobs are through.
You know, they're going to kill him for that tomorrow. Right? Having money is so terrible. It's not terrible. It's nice to have food on the table. It's nice to know that your mortgage is paid, your car payment's paid. Right? I mean, it's so terrible.
Through the roof. We have the lowest unemployment rate. And now, more importantly than anything, wages are up for the first time in many, many years, decades. You remember 4 years ago I was here and I told people, I said, you know, 20 years ago people made more money than they made 4 years ago. Not now, not anymore, because people now can not only make a lot more money, if they don't like their job, they go out and they get a different job and they get more money and ultimately they find one that they love. You have so many opportunities right now. Wages are up. Jobs are up. And today, we set a new record. Almost 160 million people are working. We've never come close to that number.
Had a great jobs report last week. You know, and again, all this impeachment garbage is what was keeping it down. Right? I mean, seriously, I don't get this. Well, actually, I do get it. That was stupid. I do get it. They don't want to give him credit for anything. He also had a lot to say about Joe Biden. Remember him?
Hey, do you ever notice where Biden keeps saying he's in the wrong state? Like if he's in Ohio, it's great to be in Iowa tonight. If he's in Pennsylvania, it's wonderful to be in the state of Delaware. What is wrong with this guy? What's wrong with him? There's something wrong. Okay, there's something wrong. No, he keeps... How many times can you do that? So far, it could happen, because, you know.
Yeah, I love it. And I want to thank, you know, America's Voice News for these clips. Because, you know, you don't have to listen to the whole speech. I can give you bits and pieces of it. But he's right. You know, when he talks about some of the stuff, I mean, global warming. How many of these presidents would talk about these issues like they were real? Because global warming, I'm telling you what, man-made global warming, you're going to find out you've been sold a bill of goods.
You'd have windmills all over the place if you had crooked Hillary. They'd be knocking out those birds left and right. Those windmills, wah, wah, wah. Darling, I want to watch television tonight and there's no damn wind. What do I do? Watch the election results. Darling, there's no wind. The damn wind just isn't blowing like it used to because of global warming, I think. I think it's global warming. Global warming. No more wind, no more life. The ocean's going to rise 1/8 of an inch within the next 250 years. We're going to be wiped out. Look, I want clean air. I want clean water.
You know, he's right. You know, in the very first Green Day, whatever you want to call it. They call it Earth Day. I guess you call it Green Day. In the very first one, they gave all these predictions. I mean, we're going back, what, to the late 60s or early 70s. None of them have happened. Not a one. So we're supposed to believe them now? This is supposed to be real and right? I don't think so. At least, I don't think so. It's really that simple. And again, why do you believe these people? They've lied to you all this time.
Water crystal clean, I want, and that's what we have at a record level. Our air and our water are cleaner now than it's ever been, okay, with all that we're doing. And we haven't closed up all of our industry, and we haven't closed up our businesses and lost all those jobs. And
you mean you haven't shut down coal? Really? I mean, that's what they're talking about doing. Right? Isn't that what Elizabeth Warren said if she comes in? Now, think about something. She's going to shut down all these industries, right? Coal, oil, all of them. Stop the drilling. Stop this. Stop that. She's going to stop it all. But yet she's going to give reparations to everybody. And I mean everybody. Native Americans, Black Americans, or African Americans, as she calls them. They're all getting reparations. I ain't getting any reparations. I should get some. But they're all getting reparations. I find it totally amazing. Actually, I find it amusing.
So here are the facts that Shifty Schiff, is that guy the worst? He comes up to a microphone. No, he comes up to a microphone like 2.5 years ago. I have absolute proof that the President of the United States conspired with Russia. Russia? What the hell do I have to do with Russia? By the way, Russia wishes that Hillary Clinton won. They wish.
And again, it doesn't stop. The information they keep, the false information they keep pushing down on us, just doesn't stop. And Pelosi, I'm going to say what's with Pelosi, but she's always been like this. Nothing has changed. Right? Anybody with me on this? Nothing really has changed with her. She's been lost for a long time. Now look, she's a smart woman. Overall, she's a smart woman, strategically smart when it comes to politics. I don't know. She's slipping or something. I don't know how she got sucked down this road of the impeachment. I guarantee you, though, if you were sitting with her one-on-one and was a close friend of hers, she would not be for this.
By the way, she has totally lost control.
Oh, thank you.
She is totally... It's being run now by this crazy AOC. +3. AOC +3. Now it's being run by other people. The far left has just grabbed that party. It is so sad to see. And she knew what would happen. I didn't, because I didn't figure the polls would go through the roof. They went out today in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in a place called Pennsylvania. No. The polls are through the roof. They're called swing states, very important states. We won Pennsylvania the last time, and we're going to win it again, but even bigger.
You know, I don't know. I'm not, like, excited, like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's going to win again. He's going to win again. For those of you who are left and are worried whether he's going to win, don't worry. Really, let me help you take the worry out of it. He's going to win again. And the biggest reason he's going to win is because you guys can't figure it out. You think that he is so wrong, so bad, so terrible, that there's no way anybody's going to vote for him again. But says who? What makes him so wrong and so terrible? The fact that you think he is? You know, look, I don't know. For some of you that on the left that are listening, and you're actually listening, you're not just saying you are. But for some of you on the left that are actually listening, what do you want to nail him for? I mean, even the articles of impeachment, there's two. They were talking about 5. They were talking about Russian collusion. They've been investigating him for 3 years. And the two things they come up with happened in the last 6 months. And have no basis at all in any way for impeachment. They think it does. But it doesn't. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for being part of the solution and being informed and engaged. Look, tell your friends, your loved ones, and your unloved ones about the show. Some of them will get their heart pumping for them. I am Joe Mazzini. I am here every single day. Please be with us. God bless and have a great rest of the day.